This is Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. He's your Africa correspondent, but he's also your part-time French teacher as he continues to teach us to greet and say goodbye in French. Bonjour, monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour. Ça va très bien, merci.
Jean-Jacques, getting down to business, though, the death toll from the cyclone Idai continues to mount in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi.
You know, we know it's well over 100, but Philippe Nyusi flew over Beira, which has been 90% destroyed by Idai, and he's saying it could exceed 1,000, at least 200 people missing. Now, the cyclone hit land in Beira, and, you know, the roads out of the port city are destroyed. Then moved inland to Zimbabwe, where Chimanimani, that road in and out of Chimanimani, has also been destroyed. So it's absolutely devastating what it has done. Yesterday I referred to it as the worst natural disaster to have hit in Mozambique. It's also gone into Malawi, and of course we've had some deaths here in South Africa even. We have the South African Defence Force helping out in Mozambique, helping with sort of mopping up and with recovery operations there. But it's a regional area, a regional hit by Idai, and we'll talk about it later, the effects it's had even further into eastern Central Africa.
For many of us, the problems between Uganda and Rwanda may seem to just have developed just now, but you continue to say that it has deep historical roots?
Well, absolutely, yes. You know, in the 80 to 86 Bush War, fought by Yoweri Museveni, Paul Kagame was none other than the Rwandan president, was his military commander. But, you know, effectively, Kagame went AWOL to found the Tutsi rebel group. They then took over Rwanda after the massacre and the genocide, as they call it. But even then the two fought together, Rwanda and Uganda, but they fell out over the directions in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, that has got pretty bad. We don't expect it to be all the way to going to war, but it's seriously affecting economic relations between the two and the economy in that difficult part of the world. Uhuru Kenyatta, the Kenyan president, is mediating. But going back, when you speak to people understanding African history, it goes all the way back to that Yoweri Museveni feels that he was disrespected by Paul Kagame, who went off effectively without his blessing or his permission to go and tend to his domestic matters in Rwanda.
Mm. And then, I mean, if we talk about the latest coming out of Kenya, the drought apparently is leaving millions of Kenyans in need of emergency food aid.
At least a million in need of emergency food aid, millions of dollars being paid out by the Kenyan government. It's slowed down the economy. There have been three seasons of drought. But ironically, high rainfall as a result of Idai is going to have a negative impact, you know, because the crops should be drying and so late rain has a dilatory effect. And that is hitting Kenya. So it's a country that has struggled with some political and terrorist problems, but this natural phenomenon is hurting it too. A country struggling or striving to play a leading role economically and politically in the region is being not quite hamstrung, but certainly taking hits from this persistent drought.
Well, monsieur, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. Ademir.
Ademir, mon vieux.
Thank you so much, monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, as I've said, your Africa correspondent.